الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Converse with caution. Dua of Attar. O Allah, whosoever reads or listens to the booklet entitled Converse with Caution, grant them the ability to always converse with caution and to observe diligence in their deeds and admit them into Jannatul Firdaus together with their parents without accountability. Ameen. Bijahi Khatamin Nabiyyin Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam. The excellence of Salat upon the Prophet, the final messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, said, those who congregate in a gathering and depart without performing the dhikr of Allah or invoking Salat upon his Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, that assembly shall become a source of regret for them on the Day of Judgment. Should Allah so will, He may punish them or He may forgive them. Four sayings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam regarding lewd speech. The one who speaks lewd words is an audacious, i.e. disrespectful and fearless person, and his biggest deprivation is that Allah Almighty and His beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam do not like such a person, and the abode of a lewd person is hell. Listen to four sayings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in this regard and take admonition. Number 1. Lewd speech is a branch of evil manners, and evil manners lead to hell. Number 2. Evil actions and evil, i.e. indecent speech, have nothing to do with Islam. Number 3. Lewd speech and bad mouthing are disliked by Allah Almighty. Number 4. If the lewd speech were in the form of a human, it would be in the form of an evil person. A foul tongue is a dangerous disease. A Tabi'i saint, Sayyiduna Ahnaf bin Qais rahmatullahi alayh, once said to the people, should I not tell you the worst diseases? People said, sure. He said, bad manners and a foul tongue are the most dangerous diseases. O Lord of Mustafa, by virtue of the modesty of the third caliph of the Muslims, Sayyiduna Uthman al-Ghani radiallahu anhu, protect us from lewd speech and indecent actions. Ameen. Bijahi Khatamin Nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In the form of a dog. Sayyiduna Ibrahim bin Maysara rahmatullahi alayhi has stated, it is said that the one who engages in indecent speech will arrive on the Day of Judgment in the form of a dog. Definition of lewd speech. How fortunate are those Islamic brothers and sisters who use their tongues only for good speech and convey the invitation towards righteousness to people in abundance. Unfortunately, nowadays there are probably very few gatherings of the people that are free from lewd speech. So much so that even the people in a religious get-up often cannot avoid it. Perhaps the masses do not even know what lewd speech is. So listen to the following definition of lewd speech. التعبير عن الأمور المستقبحة بالعبارات الصريحة, i.e. describing shameful things and actions in explicit words. So those youths who speak indecently for the sake of satisfying their specific desire, rather, they satisfy themselves just by listening to them. Those who utter vulgar swear words, make shameless gestures, enjoy these lewd gestures, and those who watch movies and dramas to get gratification, as usually they are chock full of indecency, should listen to this heart-rending narration again and again and tremble with the fear of Allah Almighty. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, paradise is forbidden for that person who employs vulgarity, i.e. an indecent statement or action. Those who concentrate on the indecent satanic whispers occurring regarding non-mahram women engross themselves in shameful thoughts, and Allah forbid, those who take pleasure by imagining an indecent act should take admonition from the above stated narration. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. 8 pearls of wisdom regarding good speech. Number 1. It is a sunnah to speak smilingly and with a happy face. Number 2. While speaking, maintain an affectionate tone with children and a respectful one with elders. If Allah Almighty wills, you will be respected by both. Number 3. It is not a sunnah to speak in a shouting manner. Number 4. It is not correct to give a clap on one another's hands while speaking, as it is against the practice of respectable and civilized people. Number 5. Whilst communicating, repeatedly scratching the nose before others, inserting the finger into the nose or ears, spitting, removing dirt from the body, and touching or scratching the private parts is not good. These things should not be done unnecessarily, even in private. Number 6. As long as the other person is speaking, we should avoid looking here and there and listen calmly whilst giving them our full attention. We should not speak whilst they are either, as interrupting someone is against proper etiquette. The final prophet of Allah Almighty, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, would not interrupt anyone. However, if someone was about to cross a limit, he would stop them or leave that place. Number 7. Do not mimic someone who has a stammer or a lisp behind their back, as it is backbiting, and mimicking them to their face is also a cause of hurting their feelings. Number 8. Speaking excessively and laughing loudly while speaking causes one's honor and awe to be reduced. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. 15 beneficial things in the world and hereafter. Number 1. Sayyiduna Luqman Hakim rahmatullahi alayhi was asked, "How did you achieve this position and rank?" He replied, "By speaking the truth, fulfilling the trust, and leaving useless things." Number 2. Imam Al-Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi said, "The thing that is said to someone in order to reform him before everyone is considered scolding and humiliating, and the thing that is said to reform someone in private is considered affection and a piece of advice." Number 3. 4 things lead to 4 things. Number 1. Silence to safety. Number 2. Good deeds to nobility. Number 3. Generosity to leadership. And number 4. Gratitude to an increase in bounty. Number 4. A person's speech is a description of his virtue and a reflection of his intellect. Therefore, keep it limited to good and little speech. This means a person's wisdom is identified by his speech. Therefore, he should speak little so that the veil remains. For by continuing to speak, a person's lack of intellect and foolishness may get exposed. Number 5. A person is recognized through his conversations and becomes famous through his actions. Therefore, say the right thing and only perform good actions. Number 6. Whoever recognizes himself, safeguards his tongue, does not indulge in useless activities, and does not disgrace his Muslim brother, remains safe forever and rarely faces embarrassment. Number 7. Adopt silence and remain truthful, because silence is a protector and truthfulness brings honor. Number 8. The one who talks too much, the wise people avoid and distance from him. Number 9. The one who speaks the truth in his conversation, His good manners increase. Number 10. The silence that brings safety is better than the speech that causes embarrassment. Number 11. The one who speaks inappropriate words has to hear unpleasant things. Number 12. The wound of the tongue is more severe than the wound of a sword. Number 13. Remaining silent over the vulgar and painful speech of an ignorant person is the perfect answer to him and a means of his profound unrest. Number 14. The tongue is a piercing sword whose attack is not possible to be avoided, and speech is a released arrow that is not possible to be brought back. Number 15. Do not tell your secret to anyone, for the thing that is not contained in the two lips cannot be contained anywhere. 50 interesting pieces of advice. These points have been taken from social media, etc., and are presented with some changes. Number 1. A thread and a long tongue often get entangled. That is why keep the thread folded and the tongue held back. Number 2. Diabetes develops by eating sweets, not by speaking sweet. Number 3. When the knife, dagger, arrow and sword were thinking who amongst them inflicts a deeper wound, at that time the words were sitting behind smiling, i.e. the wounds of the words are the deepest. Number 4. The things for which people fight and get buried under heaps of sand, they can throw a little sand over those matters, forgive and forget, and lead a comfortable life in the world. Number 5. Slaughtering occurs not just with the knife, but also with the words. It is not just the bullet that kills, rather attitude, i.e. misbehavior, also does. Indeed, a bullet and a knife terminate the connection with the world, but the piercing of words and the strike of attitude become a noose around the neck which neither allows one to live nor die. Number 6. Only speak when your words are more beneficial and beautiful than your silence. Number 7. A parrot speaks sweet words even after eating chilies, whereas a human often speaks bitter words even after eating sweets. Number 8. Even the poison of the one who speaks sweet words is sold, whereas the honey of the one who speaks bitter words is not sold. Number 9. As you choose sweet fruit whilst buying fruit, similarly choose sweet words while speaking. Number 10. Just like small holes in a closed room reveal the sunrise, similarly small things highlight the character of a human being. Number 11. Undoubtedly, words have importance, but sometimes the tones also have profound impact. Number 12. Always speak sweet words, for if you have to take them back sometimes, you do not find them bitter. Number 13. The answers to some questions are not given by the tongue, but by time, and the answers that are given by time are irrefutable. Number 14. They say the relationship was terminated over a minor thing, even though sometimes behind that minor thing there are many things, and that minor thing is actually the final limit of tolerance. Number 15. A person is hidden behind his tongue. If you wish to understand him, let him speak. Number 16. Words do not have teeth, but they do bite, and when they bite, their wound is not healed so easily. Number 17. Sometimes people say such a heated thing in a gentle tone that a lifetime passes for that heat of their words to cool down, i.e. to forget it. Number 18. When the intellect shrinks, the tongue lengthens. Number 19. When a machine is rusty, the parts start making a noise, And when the intellect is rusty, the tongue starts speaking useless words. Number 20. Think well before you speak, as your words can break someone's heart. Number 21. The point is understood and instilled in the heart through the words spoken in a decent tone, because sometimes the magic is less in words and more in the tone. Number 22. Everyone generally knows how to speak, but for some their intellect speaks and for some their manners do. Number 23. Conversation is such an act through which a person either enters someone's heart or leaves someone's heart. Number 24. A few sweet phrases, sincere words, and a respectful tone can refresh someone's soul. Number 25. Haughty and toxic words are sometimes enough to make one die whilst living. Number 26 and 27. Gather the honey of the entire world, but one sweet word from the tongue is sweeter than that honey of the entire world. And gather the poison of the entire world, but one bitter word from the tongue is more bitter than that entire poison. Number 28. Safeguarding your tongue from bitter words is a great success. Number 29. The entire world can be conquered through love and kind words. Number 30. Even though the tongue is small in size, very few people are able to control it. Number 31. Just by controlling your tongue, you can avoid many difficulties. Number 32. If you wish to reform someone, do so in a gentle tone, because a gentle tone stirs the passion for reformation, whereas a harsh tone causes obstinacy. Number 33. The reply to some things is silence alone, and silence is a very beautiful reply. Number 34. Birds are entrapped because of their feet, and humans because of their tongues. Number 35. Adopt gentleness in conversation. The tone is more impactful than words. Number 36. If a spoon becomes impure, it can be purified with a little water. But if the tongue becomes impure, even the water of the seven oceans cannot purify it. Number 37. If someone poisons food, its cure is possible. But if someone poisons the ear, curing it becomes very difficult. Number 38. Make your tongue habitual of saying salam to the Muslims. Through this, friends increase and enemies decrease. Number 39. The tongue of a child often reveals the secret of a person's good or bad character. Number 40. Caution should always be adopted even in minor things, because a person does not just stumble on mountains, but also due to stones. Number 41. Negative assumption and bad mouthing are two such flaws that can turn every excellence of a person into a loss. Number 42. Taking care of small things develops big affection. Number 43. Safeguard your tongue. If Allah Almighty wills, you will earn respect. Otherwise, be prepared to face humiliation. Number 44. Instead of raising your voice, raise your argument. Flowers bloom through rain, not by the thundering of the clouds. Number 45. Lying once can raise a question mark on your truthfulness forever. Number 46. A wise person does not speak until everyone becomes quiet. Number 47. Do not lose determination after listening to negative remarks. Noise is made by the spectators, not by the players. Number 48. If you cannot make someone happy by giving them some money, then at least make them happy by speaking a few kind words. Number 49. Always treat people well. If Allah Almighty wills, your honor will forever prevail in their hearts. Number 50. Tell my flaws only to me with the intention of reforming me. I do not have any other branch. 19 Arabic idioms with English translation regarding the tongue. Number 1. Khairul kalami ma qalla wa dalla. The best speech is that which is short and with evidence. Number 2. Aibul kalami tatwiluhu. Prolonging the conversation unnecessarily is a flaw of the speech. Number 3. Bala'ul insani min al-lisani. A person suffers a trial because of the tongue. Number 4. Lisanuka da'un ma lahu dawa'un. Misusing your tongue is such a disease which has no cure. Number 5. La tukthir kalamaka fayaqilla maqamuka. Do not speak too much, otherwise your repute will decline. Number 6. Hifzul lisani salamatul insani. The safety of man lies in safeguarding the tongue. Number 7. يَمُوتُ الْفَتَى مِنْ عَثْرَةٍ بِلِسَانِهِ وَلَيْسَ يَمُوتُ مِنْ عَثْرَةِ الرِّجْلِ. A young man dies because of the slip of his tongue, not because of the slip of his foot. Number 8. خَيْرُ الْخِلَالِ حِفْظُ اللِّسَانِ. Protecting the tongue is the best habit. Number 9. صَدْرُكَ أَوْسَعُ لِسِرِّكَ. Your chest is a vast place for your own secret. Therefore, do not reveal your weaknesses to anyone. Number 10. مَا أَصْغَرَ اللِّسَانَ وَمَا أَكْثَرَ نَفْعَهُ وَضَرَرَهُ. How small the tongue is, but how big its benefit and harm are. Number 11. جُرْحُ اللِّسَانِ أَنْكَى مِنْ جُرْعِ السِّهَامِ. The wound of the tongue is more painful than the wound of an arrow. Number 12. مَنْ حَفِظَ لِسَانَهُ نَجَى مِنَ الشَّرِّ كُلِّهِ. The one who safeguarded his tongue attained salvation from all, I meaning many, evils. Number 13. لَا تَتْرُكْ لِسَانَكَ يَقْطَعُ عُنُقَكَ. Do not let your tongue roam so free that it ends in you being beheaded. Number 14. مَنْ كَثُرَ كَلَامُهُ قَلَّ فِعْلُهُ. One with excessive speech has less work output. Number 15. مَنْ كَثُرَ كَلَامُهُ كَثُرَ مَلَامُهُ. The one who speaks too much also faces embarrassment more. Number 16. مَنْ عَذُبَ لِسَانُهُ كَثُرَ إِخْوَانُهُ. The one whose tongue is sweet has more friends. Number 17. اللسان مفتاح الخير والشر. The key to goodness and evil is the tongue. Number 18. الحرب أولها كلام. A war is initiated by the tongue. Number 19. لين الكلام قيد القلوب. Gentle words steal hearts. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد. 11 Urdu idioms with English meanings. Number 1. Zaban badalne se gali badalna behtar hai. I.e. it is better to suffer a loss than to not fulfill a promise. Number 2. Zaban par sar dena. I.e. risking one's life to fulfill a vow. Number 3. Zaban se phool jarna. I.e. speaking extremely sweet words. Number 4. Zaban kenchi ki tarah chalna, I speaking very fast. Number 5. Zaban ko lagam do, I think before you speak. Number 6. Zaban hilane se kaam nikalta hai, I work is done only by speaking and listening. An objective is achieved through mediation. Number 7. Pehle tolo, baad mein bolo, I ponder first. If the point is worth speaking, then utter it. Otherwise, remain silent. Number 8. Ek chup so sukh. I.e. in silence lies immense comfort. Number 9. Ek chup so ko harai. I only a silent person succeeds. Number 10. Jo baat do honton mein nahi samati, wo kahin bhi nahi samati. I, after telling a secret to someone, having this hope is pointless that others will not come to know about it. Number 11. Zaban mein khujli hona, i.e. willing to argue. Repentance of the sinful habits was granted. O devotees of the Prophet, without a doubt, speaking is also an action. If it is according to the pleasure of Allah Almighty, then it is a reward giving. If it is sinful, then there is punishment. And if it is useless, then there is accountability for it in the hereafter. To increase your knowledge about these things and the passion to act upon them, it is beneficial to travel with the qafilas of Dawat-e-Islami to learn and impart sunan. A transformational account is presented. A youth living in an area of Karachi Lines area was leading a sinful life before joining the religious environment of Dawat-e-Islami. It was as though it had become a part of his life to lie, disobey his parents, show anger over trivial matters, wear impermissible rings and bands, and let the nail of the little finger grow very long. There was no improvement despite being advised by people. Eventually, by virtue of the individual efforts made by the Islamic Brothers, he had the honour to travel in a 3-day qafila of Dawat-e-Islami to learn and impart sunan. This blessing of the qafila was such that he repented of the evil habit of lying and his extremely long nail that he would not trim despite it being forbidden, he trimmed it right there in the qafila. Moreover, he repented of his bad habits and made good intentions that he would apologize to his parents and make them happy, keep his anger under control, take part in the religious activities of Dawat-e-Islami and invite others to do so as well. O devotees of the Prophet, you heard in this account that that young Islamic brother used to wear impermissible rings and bands. With respect to this, it is stated in the book of Maktabatul Madina, Rafiqul Haramain, on page number 82. Whenever Islamic brothers wear a ring, they should wear just one silver ring weighing less than 4.5 masha, i.e. 4.374 grams. They should not wear more than one, and in that ring there should only be one gem. There should neither be more than one gem, nor no gems at all. There is no limit to the weight of the gem. A band made of silver or any other metal, even if it is from Medina, or the ring made of any metal, for example gold, copper, iron, brass and steel, etc., other than silver, or a silver ring whose weight, etc., is other than what has been stated, cannot be worn. It is a sin to wear a chain made of gold, silver, or any other metal around the neck. Moreover, in the above-mentioned account, it was also mentioned that the young man used to let the nail of his little finger grow very long. In this regard, the ruling of Sharia is that it is not allowed to grow nails or armpit hair or pubic hair for more than 40 days. One will be a sinner after 40 days. If it happens once or twice, it will be a minor sin. If it becomes a habit, it will become a major sin and will be transgression. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. O Lord of Mustafa, enable us to act upon the etiquette of speaking, and may our tongue never utter anything that causes your displeasure. Ameen. Bi jahin nabiyyil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Frequent recitation of salat upon the merciful Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam came to his aid. Sayyiduna Abu Bakr al-Shibli al-Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayhi narrates, I saw my deceased neighbor in a dream and asked, Ma fa'ala Allahu bika, meaning how did Allah deal with you? He replied, I was confronted with severe terrors and tribulations. I found myself unable to answer the questions of Munkar and Nakir. I feared that my life had perhaps not ended upon faith. Then a voice proclaimed, This punishment is being meted out to you due to the unnecessary use of your tongue in the worldly life. As the angels of punishment advanced towards me, a handsome gentleman with an exquisite fragrance became a barrier between me and the punishment. He reminded me of the answers to the questions of Munkar and Nakir, which I then answered accordingly. Alhamdulillah, the punishment was averted from me. I asked the venerable figure, May Allah have mercy upon you. Who are you? He replied, I have been created through the blessings of your frequent recitation of Salat upon the Prophet, and I have been appointed to assist you in every calamity. Dear Islamic brothers, regrettably, in today's day and age, we seldom find people who observe silence. The tongues of some remain in constant motion throughout the day, perhaps only finding respite during sleep, and some even talk in their slumber. The one who speaks excessively may frequently succumb to falsehood, backbiting, and talebearing. He may disclose secrets, hurt feelings, and harm his personal dignity by constantly interrupting others. It is often the case that an individual regrets his words after speaking. Furthermore, the incessant speech of a talkative person induces boredom in others, leading them to seek escape from his company. In short, excessive speech carries innumerable disadvantages. It is for this reason that it has been said, there are 9 virtues in silence. As a silent person remains secure from many tribulations, may Allah Almighty protect us all from useless conversation and safeguard us from the evils of the tongue. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad.